This is from Jane Jacobs, Cities and the Wealth of Nations, Principles of Economic Life, and it's from the chapter called Faulty Feedback to Cities, in which she argues that it's really cities and not nations that ought to have their own currencies. Nations are flawed in this way because they are not discrete economic units, although intellectually we pretend that they are and compile statistics about them based on that goofy premise. Nations include, among other things, in their economic grab bags, differing city economies that need different corrections at given times, and yet all share a currency that gives all of them the same information at a given time. The consolidated information is bad specific information for them, even with respect to their foreign trade, and it is no information at all with respect to their trade with one another, as opposed to their international trade. Yet this wretched feedback is powerful stuff. Because currency feedback, at bottom, all has to do with import and export, and the balance or lack of balance between them. The appropriate responding mechanisms for such information are cities and their regions. Cities are the specific economic units that can replace imports with their own production, and the specific units that cast up streams of new kinds of exports. It is bootless to suppose that amorphous, undifferentiated, statistical collections of a nation's economies perform those functions, because they don't.